share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The 18th of December floods still remain fresh in our minds as it was unexpected and the devastation was too great, especially in Taman Sri Muda. Prime Minister Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaqub has uploaded a statement on his Facebook page about a special parliamentary session just to talk about the floods. Delving into the difficulties that the Rakyat is facing due to the floods, a special parliamentary meeting will be held on the 20th of January 2022. The Prime Minister added that they will be discussing topics that are of national importance such as the floods and post-floods, help coordination and long-term planning to manage the floods. However, several MPs have tweeted that this parliamentary session might be too late. This is not an emergency meeting. If the meeting was to convene on the 20th, it would be almost a month from the flood incident. The Rakyat has lost their homes and family members due to the flood. I demand it to be convened by next Monday. https://t.co/8pisdo8vz. Syed Siddiq, at Syed Siddiq, January 6, 2022. If the meeting was to convene on the 20th, it would be almost a month from the flood incident. Said Muar MP Syed Siddiq. Former Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Yeo Bi-yin says that it seems like the government's definition of an emergency is a month after the crisis happens. It's supposed to be emergency, la. Karajan at Ismail Sabri 60 emergency equals 1 month after crisis starts. https://t.co/oibcnpfu. Yeo Bi-yin, at Yeobian, January 6, 2022. If you were able to recall, several MPs tried to talk about the floods on the 20th of December parliamentary session when the disaster was still ongoing, but they were silenced by the speaker. Azhar Azizan Harun, who said, "Today is not the day for this debate. We cannot jump from one issue to another issue without the issue being listed in the meeting affairs. We have to follow the rules of the parliament." The statement was met with a lot of criticism in the parliament, where one of the MPs was heard saying, "There are people dying, you know? As of the 5th of January, 54 have died due to the floods and two still remain missing," according to Barita Harian. Although it might be late, we hope that the parliamentary session will be able to help the victims of the floods in a more holistic way. Also read, better to fire ministers instead, ex-deputy sports minister slams decision to fire 144 national athletes. Source. Daily Sabah Source. Daily Sabah. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.